It's 8:11 at WGCL. It's Thursday morning, so we talk local education issues, and we welcome in Sue. Are you feeling, Sue Wanzer, are you feeling any better?
Yes, I am. I was.
Well, you sound better. That's good.
I have a different, a new antibiotic, and I think I'm recovering.
I'll try them all. Line them up. Let's do some shots. We don't care. Get us feeling better. Sue and Keith both serve on the MCCSE school board. Keith serves as the president. They check in every Thursday morning to keep us up to date on what's happening in our education communities. And, Sue, the legislative session is over. Did we learn anything, or do we just want to forget it and move on?
I'm not sure we totally can forget it because, there'll be some lingering effects.
It looks like the funding that you are going to receive, though, looks up a couple percent over what it was last time. Did I see that graph correctly?
Yes, for the MCCSC, it's up. But for other school corporations, that means it's down.
Now, how does that get determined? For somebody who just looks at it from afar, maybe like I do, how do they determine who goes up and who goes down? Is it a student population? Is it test scores? Is it? Give me just a little, just a nickel tour of this.
Well, the nickel tour is they're looking at the there's a complexity formula where schools get money based on the number of kids. It used to be with free and reduced lunch. Now it's kids who or families who are on food stamps or other kinds of assistance. But what was happening was there were suburban schools growing quickly and some other, especially rural schools, not growing very quickly. And so the legislature talked about the fact that schools growing quickly need more money. Well, you know what? I think really we all need a whole lot more money. So they adjusted that.
Yeah, because if you're not growing, you're penalized?
That's the way it works out with this very complex formula. So what they did was they took a finite amount of money and then divided that up so that every school corporation that got more meant some school corporations were getting less. So, you know, we're fortunate to get more, but Eastern Green, I think, is getting 5% less this next year, this next budget year. So I just feel like that really is unfair. I understand there could be some things that might affect your budget, but instead of having this finite amount, let's just look at what every school needs and then allocate that way, because we also know that we're losing money to vouchers and to charter schools that are popping up in different school corporations. So, yeah, the budget wasn't necessarily – for us it's okay, but – statewide, I don't think it is okay.
Well, we can put this in perspective too, Sue. We lost money years back when they did the funding formula in the first place. So we've been underfunded since then. And what this essentially is doing for us is making a minor midterm correction, so to speak. What's really interesting about this is the urban schools, Indianapolis, Gary, Hammond, those kinds of places are losing a lot of money, and places like Avon and Fishers and places like that that have got new developing populations, building schools and things, they're getting a landfall.
Well, and I'll be cynical because I think Glass likes it when I'm a little cynical
about
money. Yeah, there are some people who would suggest that in the developing areas, like Keith mentioned, those areas are lobbying their legislators to say, give us more money, give us more money.
Right.
And a lot of those suburban areas tend to be more Republican, and our Senate and our House is more Republican. So there are some people suggesting that's where the pressure is coming from, is from those communities. I'm not sure. I'm just saying.
Well,
what
yeah,
I'm
but that wouldn't make sense if Bloomington's getting more because
there's eight
Republicans in town.
I know. Well, the thing is, we do have a lot of representation since now Bloomington the county is divided up into five different state house districts. But it's, you know, partially just this goofy funding formula. And I remember Vice Simpson a number of years ago saying, You can't just have a foundation amount, just one level amount, and then assume that if you get smaller, you need less, and if you get bigger, you automatically need more. There's a baseline amount to operate a school corporation.
Yeah, and why don't those corporations just bid or tell them what they need and go from there? Let them bring the – instead of being told what they should have, how about they say, hey, we had $31 last year. This year we'd like $32.
Right.
And then you submit a proposal and they go through. Does that make too much sense, or that sounds like work, doesn't it?
You know, it's always made sense to me, Mike, early on when I was in...
Because the corporations know what they need. The representatives don't.
And when I was first on the school board, I think it took me a while to figure out, wait a minute, we're not really proposing a budget to anyone. They're telling us what we can have based on what we had the year before. So, yeah, you're right. Nothing really ever changes. And I'm not saying that we would propose something really outlandish, but at least let us...
Oh, don't worry. Somebody wouldn't ruin it for everybody else, because that's just how it happens.
Well,
because there's never enough money, and that's the one conversation that nobody wants to get to. It's the give you an inch, take a mile type deal, where it's like, well, we just gave you that much. Now you want more on that and more on that. Because you're always going to ask for more. So there has to be a happy medium, because there is, as you mentioned, there is a finite pot of money, and how that gets divided, quote-unquote, fairly, I think that's the politic behind it.
You're absolutely right.
Now that we know the problem, that's the easy part. How we solve the problem, that's the tough part.
Well, and I would jump in here and say that I don't disagree.
Jesus, don't jump. Sit down.
I agree there is a finite pot of money, but that finite pot of money, the people are making decisions on how that money is being used. So there's a finite part of money includes education and all those other things. What if some of the money from other things came to education?
Well, exactly, Keith, and we also, you know, we know the better that we educate children early on, the less we need for prisons and police enforcement and other things, because we have more responsible citizens. And even in the education budget, we've got more money coming out now for charters and for vouchers that weren't coming out before. So,
yeah. And that's the other thing, Sue, is people have to be really, really introspective when they hear the numbers. The funding for education has increased, proportionally. The funding for education includes funding for charters and vouchers. And, you know, does that mean MCCSC and Eastern Green get that much more money? No, it doesn't mean that.
No, you're right.
It means that the budget for education has gone up, but the budget is being diluted by all of these other tugs on it.
You know, and one thing that our superintendent reminds the board of frequently is that a couple decades ago, we used to have local mental health services throughout the state, which we don't have anymore.
Right.
So those kids are coming to our school corporation, where we have to educate folks through our special ed department, and that isn't necessarily, in many instances, something that we can do easily, but because there is no place for them to be treated, they're in our school corporation. So there's one thing after another, but we're going to keep doing the best job we can, because fortunately we have a really good community for education and some wonderful teachers.
And we're talking with Sue Wanzer, who's a member of the MCCSC school board. The deadline was Tuesday night at midnight, essentially, for comments on the Seven Oaks Charter School that was proposed to come into the Bloomington area. They're proposing to put it in Ellettsville, in the old Ellettsville Elementary School. The comment period is over, but the next date on that is, I believe, May the 20th, where the decision will be made about whether or not they're granted a charter. And that's another issue that will drain money off from the MCCSC and especially RBB because of its location.
Right, and people might recall, what was it, about a year ago, year and a half ago, that Seven Oaks applied for a charter previously, and that charter was denied unanimously by the Indiana Charter Board. In looking at the application, I'm not sure I understand what has really changed necessarily in what they're proposing. They added a couple different people onto their board with some different kinds of expertise, but I'm still not sure that it changes drastically what they're offering. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens with that.
Now, the other thing is, speaking of education, there's a great program going on, and I want to take my hat off to Carrie Curry.
Mm-hmm. You're not wearing a hat.
Yes. Well, I take off my earphones to Carrie Curry.
Now you can't hear me. Well, that's probably not a bad thing either.
But he has sponsored, again, the Thank a Teacher program.
Yes, great stuff.
All you
from
have
Carrie.
To do, go on the online mic and thank a teacher, and $2 comes to the MCC Foundation for helping supply things teachers could not normally get in their classrooms.
And, and this isn't the first year Carrie Curry has done this. It isn't the first type of funding he's done for the school corporation. He continually does that for the MCCSC. And I do believe, I just looked this up, I think the deadline is tomorrow, May 8th, for thanking a teacher on the Curry Buick website. And he said for as many teachers as you want to thank. So maybe you want to go on and thank all of your kids' teachers or all of the teachers your kids have ever had. And he's going to pay $2 for a thanks. And maybe people would just like to thank their teachers anyway. Call them up. Send them a note. Send them
an
email.
Let me say something on that, because this sticks with me very much. And that is, there was a Fred Rogers was involved in this. He said, if I were to ask you to name last year's Major League Baseball, the NFL, and all this stuff,
New York Jets or San Francisco,
and also the best actress, best actor, a lot of you couldn't do that. But if I were to ask you to name a teacher you had, most of you will be able to name more than one teacher that was something special in your life. And that's what this is all about. Teachers have made a huge difference in everyone's life. This is an opportunity. One that comes to my mind readily is George Wood, who was the first male teacher I encountered in my school career, and that was in the eighth grade.
Hey, Sue, that's when they broke through the glass ceiling.
That's right.
Broke down those barriers. And finally found their way into education.
And they didn't have electricity back then, did they?
No.
Like, they
no,
had to
we
go into daylight hours?
Hey, you know, we had to watch television
Wagon
by
train.
The fire light.
Oh, that's a good one, Keith.
Yeah.
Very good.
That is good.
No, but I think that's really important. And we know that teachers get a lot of criticism for things that they do not deserve. And we certainly don't pay them what they're worth. And so if people would just take a moment to thank them on the Curry Buick website and thank Carrie Curry for what he's done, or just send your teachers a note and let them know how much you appreciate them.
All right, Sue, good job as always. We appreciate the time. We're glad to hear you're feeling better. And Thursdays are getting back to normal. And we'll do it.
Strawberries. Go strawberries.
And Maria reminded me of this yesterday. This was happening. So I am.
Oh, she did.
I am completely on the hook for. Don't worry though. I'll wear my eating pants today, and we'll have plenty of room to do that.
Well,
so
good
we'll be
for her yep. for being aware.
So we're going to the pocketbook a little bit when school gets out for her today, and then we'll be over there eating strawberries and shortcakes. And this will be MG3's first time being conscious. Last year he slept through the whole thing.
Oh,
you can hardly blame him.
No, I understand. Well, you guys have a great time.
All right, we'll get caught up with you next Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC school board. We